Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Te rerangi o Access Radio no Pōneke 106.1 FM. Kia ora tātou katoa, ko Tiffany Wayne ahau, and I'm joined in the studio this morning with the Tūmeke Kura, Morena Kura.
Morena, Tiffany.
How's your morning going this morning?
Oh, it's been pretty good, actually. You know, just had a sort of early start. I had a lovely conversation because I caught the bus in.
With
a homeless gentleman who's been, you know, living in Lower Bay. And I'd seen him there last night because my blooming cat was sitting next to him on the bus, you know, by the bus stop. And so I just have a lovely little cordial with him and about his, you know, living, being homeless in Lower Bay. And I thought, you know, it's a really good spot that he's got. So, yeah, we'll just keep an eye on him going
forward. Well, different from the city, eh?
Different from the city, eh, you know? So, yeah, he's got, you know, like it's nice because you live by the beach, eh? And so it's nice living by the beach and, you know, everything's kind of handy for him there.
Yes.
At the moment.
Well, also, you don't know how they ended up this way. It's a bit hard in the country at the moment.
Yeah. I said to him, "Where do you come from?" And he comes, "I come from wherever the sea meets the land."
Oh.
I thought, "Ka pai you, bro."
Oh, neither, right? Did he look tangata whenua?
Oh, he was, yeah.
Oh, you couldn't find out where he was from?
No, that was his general answer.
Oh, that's all right.
And that's ka pai.
Good on him, aye. Well, I thought today we're both tangata whenua and we're both takatāpui, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And I thought today we'd be talking about our experiences growing up as takatāpui in post-colonial Aotearoa. Well, you know, we'll play a few songs first, but, you know, I've picked LGB artists for today just because of our take that we're going to be talking about. And, I think we should move on to our first songs and then we'll move back into being takatāpui and growing up in post-colonial Aotearoa.
Totally. Your playlist looks fabulous.
Well, we got LP Lost on You. I got all my favourites. And then Les Scop, Les Gorkons.
Suffocant, parfois il se lève tôt. Il respire le sirocco. Comme des rois fainéants affalés sur le dos. Le soleil jaune et blanc s'écrase sur leur peau. Comme des anges dilettants, ils font semblant d'être idiots. Voyous, discrets et ça les rend beaux. Ils parlent aux filles en criant, ils ne connaissent pas les mots. La ville, les beaux quartiers, les banlieues. C'est comme ça que pensent les garçons. Ils veulent ignorer les larmes qu'on voit dans leurs grands yeux. C'est comme ça que pensent les garçons. Ce sont des pauvres endeuillés quand ils tombent amoureux. C'est comme ça que pensent les garçons. Un jour ils meurent dans l'oubli, leurs enfants après eux. C'est comme ça que finissent les garçons. Quand un désir fou brûlant ou l'envie d'un sanglot les étreint violemment, partant lambeaux. Un amour dévorant, troublant, cruel et beau, comme le regard d'un serpent dans celui d'un oiseau. Les anges dilettants partent toujours trop tôt. Ils aiment la vitesse et l'argent, les flingues, les motos. Septembre arrivant, ils se brisent les os, ils se fracassent au volant de leur jeté. À la campagne, à la ville, les beaux quartiers, les banlieues. C'est comme ça que pensent les garçons. Ils veulent ignorer les larmes qu'on voit dans leurs grands yeux. C'est comme ça que pensent les garçons. Ce sont des pauvres endeuillés quand ils tombent amoureux.
comme ça que finissent les garçons. C'est comme ça que pensent les garçons. C'est comme ça que pensent les garçons. Ce sont des pauvres endeuillés quand ils tombent amoureux. C'est comme ça que pensent les garçons. Un jour ils meurent dans l'oubli, l'un s'en fond après eux. C'est comme ça que finissent les garçons.
Kia ora tato, that was LP Lost on You and Les Gop, Les Garcons. Now, I love those songs, especially the LP one. You've joined myself, Tiffany Wayne, and Kura on Access Radio Nōpōneke 106.1 FM, and we're sponsored by the Rural Foundation. So, before the break, we did state that we're both Takatāpui and Māori, right?
Aye.
And I thought we'll be talking about, well, Takatāpui actually means LGBTQ plus for people who don't know. Yeah, and I thought we'd talk a little bit about where we grew up and, you know, the effects of post-colonial Aotearoa New Zealand on our upbringings, or what we think so far, which I wouldn't have thought about as a child, but as an adult you reflect and you learn more about history, right? So we'll start with, where did you grow up, Kura?
So I grew up in a little place called Kawerau, underneath the Putoaki Maunga.
Not that little compared to where I grew up, but carry on.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Yeah.
You know, and it was a lovely little place. You know, there was a mill there. Dad worked shift work, and at that time we were thriving in a sense because. Mm. You know, you'd go to Texas and you'd get like watermelon and sweet corn. And it was really, you could get a trailer of each. And then, you know, we have to go back to Waikato every so often and would take that back to.
When was this?
Oh, like 1960s around that time. So that's my era.
So you would have been 60s to 70s youth, were you?
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, the other thing about, which was positive about it, is that we used to go. Once again, we have to go and pick pippies and mussels at Ohope and Whakatane or Taunton Beach.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, so food was plentiful there and it was cheap compared to what it was, is like now.
So
every time there was a baby, Dad would plant a fruit tree. So I've got quite a few fruit trees around the house.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That reminds me of I'm 80s, 90s, but it's the same thing. I think there was more job opportunities in the smaller towns. I'm Ruatoria and Kaiti Gisborne. So workers were meatworks, Watties. I think we had Columbine there at the time.
Was Columbine?
Socks, hose, pantyhose.
Okay. It's not that I wasn't that much, but yeah.
Well, that was my nan, my aunties, my uncles. Everyone was employed. They had jobs before they were all taken away, of course, and I think sent abroad. I don't know where they were sent, but they were no longer at home. But yeah, same thing. What was it like growing up Takatāpui in the community, well, coming out for you?
Yeah, well, I think for me it was quite different because I left home when I was 16 and I went to live in Sydney and I lived in the Cross with my mates.
Wonderful.
So we just, you know, because I had an aunt there who I wanted to stay with. And then when I got there, I caught up with some mates from Kawerau as well. So we just all went and lived in the Cross. But at that time, you know, I didn't really come out till I was probably in my late 20s.
Oh, that's all right. You know. Why do you think that is?
Well, I was doing other things that were of more interest to me that I probably shouldn't have been doing, you know. And I think one of the things for me too at the time was you know, my mum was a Jehovah's Witness, and I just knew that if I was to come out as queer, then for her that would be a challenge. So
that would have been a big part of it, right?
It probably was a big part of it. Is really, I couldn't not lose that love of my mother. I had no doubt that she loved me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was...
there was that other layer
there. There was that other layer, so, yeah.
That was very close to me. Mum was Jehovah's Witness as well, but Catholic, and I couldn't hide mine. I was so effeminate as a child, so I think it was earlier that I was... kind of ousted just by my own mannerisms and my own voice, and then I would have been sent to pray... the gay away camp.
Really? Yeah.
And I also had the hakara, shakara, hands on your head to evoke the evil.
Expel
them. I don't know what they thought it was, but it was me. It was me.
Yeah.
But it was the same thing. I think it was the idea of I believed half of it. Like I believed half of it. I believed that I might have had something evil in me for those years. It would have been very damaging, you know. It took a while to accept myself. And did you want to further on yours before I carry on?
Just about like growing up, you know, like going to the marae, back to our marae and Waitomo as a kid. Like there'd be takatāpui people there and I'd be included in that community. Everyone knew who they were and you think, oh, they look a bit different.
Well, we had a couple too. I think we had a trans girl called Martini Martinga, but she's passed now, took her own life. That would have been a hard road for her. And then we had one other, I think, and then a few I suspected were closeted because of, you know, the effects that your own people can have on you.
Sure.
But the older person that was takatāpui in Ruaturia wasn't looked upon very well and was spoken about quite poorly. So that would have been one of the reasons why I almost rejected myself and tried to help expel myself out of my body, really. We'll talk more about coming into why this happened to us, really, after the next few songs, I should think. Yeah.
Sorry, so I'll just get those songs sorted out.
So next we're going to have, and we're actually coming back to talk about religion. I'd just like to state here and now that I'm very spiritual and I do believe Jesus walked and was a good man. So just stating that so you come back and join us after. But next we're going to have Muna I Know a Place, a very fabulous lesbian band that I love, 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 love.
With a hook.
Te rangi o Access Radio Nō Pōneke 106.1 FM. You have joined myself and Kura on Access Radio, and we are sponsored by the Royal Foundation. I said that twice, Kura.
That's okay.
Now, we were talking about our experiences growing up Takatāpui in Aotearoa, post-colonial New Zealand, and also under religious mothers.
Yes.
Yeah. And I would just have to state also that I may not be religious, but I am very spiritual. I pray, and I believe Jesus was a good brown man who did walk and taught very good things.
Yes, the only spirit my dad prayed to was whiskey. And then I followed after him.
Oh, no. Well, that spirit is very real, we know for a fact. Yeah. So, I wasn't always spiritual, and it was due to the trauma of being, I guess, ostracized by my own people. And we talked about, we're going to talk a little bit about how that actually got here. Well, we'll talk about it later, but what, do you feel like you got ostracized at all coming out, or were you lucky with your age and where you were in Sydney?
I think, well, Sydney was like pretty open to all things really, but I suppose growing up and knowing that religion didn't look favourably on being queer,
aye,
then automatically sort of meant that I wasn't included. So I never pursued the religion that my mother pursued.
That's a fear in itself. Actually,
yeah, or any other religion, really.
I had that fear too, but I couldn't hide because of being so effeminate. I couldn't even act butch, so I'm obviously not the best actor like I think I am.
So, like, you know, were you into sports? Did you play sports or anything?
Oh, I was still good at sports. I was good at hockey. I was good at soccer. I was good at netball. My asthma didn't like swimming or long distance running. But, you know, I don't like them even without asthma.
So
I was the same. It was probably the trauma not being spiritual. Are you spiritual at all?
I sort of kind of connect, you know, because later on in my life I did a lot of outdoor things and, you know, worked with young people in the outdoors in Taipounamu. But then I remember as a kid, like mum took us, all us kids, like, you know, seven of us, and I was probably the youngest, and she walked up Mount Putawaki. And she took us all for a walk up there. I didn't make it because I was a little and tired. But, you know, I've always had this affinity with nature as being where I replenish myself and where I, you know, connect with a sort of spiritual well-being.
Yeah, well, that's where my praying comes in. I pray to a higher being, you know what I mean? And I do pray for angels and stuff, like just stuff that I feel like would help with any situation or people I think that need help. I think a lot of the time prayers are also self-reflection and also energy. There's that whole idea of invoking what you want, right? What's it called again?
And then also like cleansing, you know, cleansing. And, you know, like when you take a tonga down to the sea to cleanse it before you give to someone, or even when you're feeling heavy on yourself.
I think you feel that in the ocean anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That whole drop of the negative and drop of the static energy flowing around your brain and your body.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of my trauma came because my friends, whānau, and wider community were religious. Rarotonga, as small as it was, has five churches.
Wow.
It only had two shops, two takeaways, and one pub.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So the churches were outweighing. And, you know, I don't think all religions are bad and not all religious people are bad either. Like, there are actually temples, especially since we don't have many temples, a lot of temples do heaps for the community and some churches, but they do a lot for wider community too, not just people that are in their religious order.
Yeah, exactly.
And you meet them too. I think a lot of people move like Jesus would, because he's not just a character from Christian Bible, you know what I mean? Although he's their shining star character. I'm not sure if he'll be happy about that.
I like that, the shining star.
But he wasn't a fan of temples and merchants, he would call them, eh? He actually also walked with the downtrodden, those that are now deemed unfit or looked down upon.
And that whole thing about washing people's feet, you know, it's quite,
No, I think he was a very good man. And then I always have to put brown man, just because I know that will offend some people, but he was.
He wasn't brown. He would have been.
He would have been brown. There's just no way he could have been white from that area, that place and that time. It would be very highly noted in history if he was. So we're going to talk a little bit after the next few songs about Christianity, the first religion reaching our shores, and a little bit about that. So our next few songs are Fisher Spooner, Top Brazil, And then what's our one after that? Oh, no, it's Fletcher, the one first, and then Fisher Spoon Array. Kia ora. Thank you, Kura.
Last night I had a dirty dream about you, baby. I'm just thinking maybe we should make it real. Turn off, sip on some kind of cheap tequila. Leave the baggage, leave the madness, leave the way we feel. I wanna bite your lips, do some freaky shit. I can picture it, like I'm saying 2020. Even if it's temporary. You're not the one, but you're the one right now. You're not the one, but you could be the one right now. I'm having fun, I'm having fun right now. You're not the one, but you could be the one right now. Oh. You're not the one. I don't really need nobody, I just kinda want your body. My life's a mess, but it's hard, so you won't be sorry. And we don't need to fake it, 'cause we don't need to make it. I don't care if we make it, no, no. I just wanna bite your lips, do some freaky shit. I could picture it, like I'm saying 2020. Even if it's temporary. You're not the one, but you're the one right now. You're not the one, but you could be the one right now. I'm having fun, I'm having fun right now. You're not the one, but you could be the one right now. Ooh, if you touch like that, I'ma touch that, I'ma touch like that. Like ooh, like ooh, 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 ooh. If you touch like that, I'ma touch back, I'ma touch like that. Like ooh, like ooh. You're not the one, but you're the one right now. You're not the one, but you could be the one right now. But you could be the one right now. I'm having fun, I'm having fun right now. You're not the one, but you could be the one right now. No. You're the one right now. No. You're the one right now. You're not the one. You could be the one right now. You could be the one right now. What?
Kia ora tātou, that was more Takatāpui of the World artists, Fletcher with the One and Fisher Spooner, Top Brazil. Kia ora tātou, you have joined us on Access Radio 106.1 FM and we are sponsored by the Rural Foundation. Now, Kura, do you know when our first religion, Christianity, reached these shores?
I think it was probably around the time of the signing of the treaty, because I recall that, you know, the missionaries were taking the treaty around for signing, but they didn't include women as being signatories, even though they were women chieftains.
Well, yes, we did. That's another conversation that's going to be in here, actually. It was 1814, way before. They actually sent them out to prep. You know, you'd send it out to prep before you start to colonise, literally was the pattern we tend to see, not what they say. We'll do a timeline, eh?
Yeah.
It was 1642, Abel Tasman just cites us, right? And then from there you've got James Cook, 1769. He maps out the land and he shoots people just a few of the wake out from where I'm from on the East Coast. That's a note. I just wrote that in there. I don't know why I read it out. But I must have been disturbed by it. And then 1814, yeah, Anglican missionaries were here 26 years before the treaty signing.
And Anglicans are still a strong religion, eh? And a Māoridom.
I think it's the one that's most entwined with the Māori version of Christianity. There were many colonised countries before us where the same pattern was there, where you would send the missionaries first. It would usually demonise their own culture, devalue women, and that's where you start to segregate.
Exactly.
What's the pattern, art of war? Divide and conquer, right? Rule number one.
Totally.
Yeah. So our women were once equal. They were land baronesses. They were warriors. They were leaders of people. We have iwi pōhatu out the east coast Ruatoria area. There's stories about the men had left for war, and when the enemies came, the women were alone. So the women seduced the men, laid them to bed, and while they were sleeping, they slit as many men as this could's throats, and the survivors were easier to take out.
Exactly.
Isn't that crazy?
Just using what you had.
Yeah, what you got, you got to do it.
That was quite strategic.
Yeah, and it shows how brilliant they were and beautiful. Apparently we were most ancient and most kidnapped.
Oh, look at you, my dear.
Oh, thank you. Oh, today I'm not bad, but I'm way better if you give me 5 hours. So we also have the wonderful Kate Shepherd was the first woman to vote, and she was actually inspired by our Māori woman.
That's good. I've heard that before.
I hit my thing out. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Oh, fabulous. Sorry, everybody, about that. Yeah, so she was first. We're the first country where women were given the vote, but she knew for a long time about our women were once equal to men. We're warriors, in fact, and leaders. And you could be the line. You could be the head of a line, which I still think is relevant, even though we don't live like that. It still seems like selling your daughter with the cow kind of behaviour, you know? But I don't know. I think there's sons out there that aren't worth selling with the cow. Yeah. Can he wash his own undies?
No.
Can he cook dinner? Those things are important.
Exactly.
Girls get to work and have a career now. We're talking outside of being takatāpui. We have siblings, right?
Absolutely.
Nieces and nephews. We want the best for nieces as well. So we also get disempowerment of women, as I stated. You've got demonising of culture, and then you also have homophobia. This is when it first gets in there. That's the same as America. There was no homophobia, and there actually wasn't any homophobia here.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Exactly. It's such a big impact on culture, of a new sort of ideas.
Right. Well, it's also foreign that ideas, really. Disempowering of the feminine mind in general.
Exactly.
Yeah, which is actually the nurturer and the creator. And I think we see that with society now a lot. You know, there's a lot of breaking and selling and not making. There's no creation. There's a lack of nurturing. Well, definitely with our political side of things, I think we've been... they've taken so many jobs away for health services in general.
It's actually quite relevant to what's happening in our country today.
Aye. And it's very prevalent. You can't not notice it. Yeah. I think we need to get back to more creation, more caring for each other. Yeah, the feminine. I think it's time for a big feminine upheaval.
It's certainly time for a big change.
Aye. Upheaval, I mean like rise to the
exactly,
top.
Like the earth coming up.
But we're going to move in, because we have been talking so much. We're going to move into my next little takatāpui artist I love. We got Kim Petras, the trans girl who's gorgeous with claws, and then we got our bisexual one for the boys, Lady Gaga with Art Pop.
And pain, is it power possession? Is it always the same? Am I tripping on acid? I want you like a drug. Am I crazy for calling in love? Even though you don't want me, I know I'll never be free. Cause you dig your clothes. Ooh.
I killed my cormorant. Left her in the trunk on Highway 10. Put the knife under the hood. If you find it, send it straight to Hollywood.
Hi, Kura, you played the wrong song.
Yes, well, I'm just living out, and, you know...
Oh, well, we get to talk for longer.
Right to wrong, I just have to...
I did forget you were Sabo, Kura the Sabo. Lani did say over and over again, and I'm really feeling it.
Good.
I thought I had just did my all my favourite songs, and then it was that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. Just being my true self.
Now, I forgot to mention before the break that we were already sort of a pre-existing United Nations also, so racism also came with the colonisation, because we were seven ships of different people, really. They had already noted that we were quite different in complexion and features, and Pākehā isn't the racist terms I'm hearing translations of. It literally means breath from another land.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Have you heard some crazy... versions of it?
I haven't seen a lot on the... I haven't seen a lot, but yeah.
Oh, well, I don't like... I only like the use of it if it's someone you're telling to go home or just a visitor, because it literally means the breath is from another land. I would call our Pākehā what they call Pākehā, Ngāti Tiriti or Tauiwi.
Which is cool, but then when you think about Māori, Māori isn't... Māori is like a sort of... all-encompassing term,
but like each Māori,
exactly, but you know, really we're like Tainui or Tūhoe, or that's the,
well, I think I'm actually quite a few too. I'm like turning through my pages because Dad made me write it down.
Well, that's awesome, eh, that your dad gives that whakapapa and stuff.
Well, I knew Mum's off by heart because, you know, I'm getting to know Dad's as that out just a little on the side. Ngā Tūhoe, Ngai Tūhoe, Ngāti Mahana,
oh,
Ngā
that's Pohe,
Ngāti Porau, and Ngai Tiawara.
Yeah.
So I'm actually, and there's a few other smaller ones, exactly. But those are my main ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. For
cousin.
Cousins. Kia ora, everyone. I didn't know Mum and Dad were both, you know, Mum and Dad did that to me because all four of my grandparents are Māori.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to say,
Tangata whenua.
Tangata whenua. Yeah, my brain's getting mashed up because I just read and I'm not usually supposed to read or it mashes my brain. But no, I got four Paramount Chiefs and line to the Kingitanga just for the crown there.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that is where I got angry later on with and then my loss of spirituality and my loss of self as a younger person. And then realising who I was beforehand. And that's not just for me. I think that's for all peoples.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even our Pākehā people and our Tauiwi people and our Ngāti Tiriti people that grew up LGBT, I think would have suffered under different, what would you call it, religions and having the fear of whānau disowning them and hurting them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just taking the time to... find your place in the world.
Aye. So I just want to send that love and aroha there and hope everyone can find themselves no matter what.
Absolutely.
And don't forget, you can be spiritual. I hope people can be spiritual and that no matter what religion you're in, remember what Jesus, taught. Like, he's the main character, isn't he? I think he's the most important part of the book. Like, I found a lot of the book problematic, but no area where he was concerned. Yeah. So I just want to reinforce that. People need to get back there.
Yeah, kia ora. And certainly acknowledging that there's so many different religions, but whatever you encompass is, you know, if it does good for you.
Yes.
And,
Well, you're finding that I love that what they do for the community, and you're finding for the percentage, because we're 11,000 churches here, so many, that's Christian.
Gosh.
But our temples have just started recently, and their majority if temples help the wider community. Like that, yeah. Like that's quite an eye-opener.
It is an eye-opener.
Yeah.
It's good to hear.
Aye. And I reckon they all kind of link back together when you follow, if you've ever done history on religion. And, yeah, it's an interesting one if people want to search outside of their bubble one day. I really enjoyed it.
Exactly.
And it didn't take me away from spirituality. It actually drew me closer.
That's great. That's awesome, my friend.
How much time have we got on there? We're going to move on to our last.
5 minutes.
Oh, we can keep talking for a little bit.
Good day.
Yeah. So what can we talk about? Vigilant. Even though it's a better place for Takatāpui to grow up, we must be vigilant because it doesn't take long or, you know, not being aware before things start running backwards if you look at America.
Yeah. Can I ask you that question again about, you know, how has Ruatoria changed since you were growing up? You know, what have you noticed?
I think I got quite a little bit of fame there being on what we do in the shadows and doing different music videos. You know, yeah. Made the morning show once and won a competition. So there's more trans people now. I've had young, even here in Puneke, I've had younger trans people that approach me and from home that are proud of me. Some think I'm trans, but I think they just don't realise I go 110% and rip all the hair out. So I end up coming out looking quite feminine and perfect, especially under the layers of makeup and the right lighting. But I'm proud of this. I think we're everywhere and we always have been, but to be able to exist the way you want and to be open about it is a whole different story. You know what I mean? Because I think there's going to be less lavender marriages from necessity, maybe good friends that are getting married just because it's a cheaper way to be, but I don't think it'll be in the way it was in the past. What do they call them back there? Beards, eh? Those poor women. Just roll it up and puff it in. You'll know what that means. Never mind. So
there's, you know, so they come up to you, which is a great thing to be recognised, not only because of your fame, but you're sort of, you know,
being ostracised. I probably am being talked smack about, but I don't care two hoots about that.
Oh, yeah, but at least someone's talking about you.
But compared to the one I grew up under who was in town, and it was, this talk was really bad and disgusting. Now that you're an adult, you can look back at those things, but it's no longer the case.
I think
having a few of the young ones come up to me and be proud of me in general, even if they were trans, not just Takatāpui, that is enough to know that they're seeing something better than what I got to witness.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then 51% of people no longer identify as Christian too. So that's a huge difference compared to when us two were growing up.
Yeah, exactly.
Through the, what was it, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, we covered 40 years.
Yeah. Oh, how time flies.
You're not that much older than me. You must have slipped into the 80s too.
Well, just. Yeah.
And I just slipped out of the 90s. So we're going to have our last song. It's a fabulous magic song by David Bowie. Thank you for joining us today, and I hope this helps whoever needed to hear it.
You remind me as a babe.
What?
Babe with the power. Power of voodoo.
Voodoo.
You do.
Do what?
Remind me as a babe.
I saw my baby crying.
What could I do?
My baby's love had gone and left my baby blue. Nobody knew. What kind of magic spell to use?
Mind its name.
Oh, what we don't tell.
Thunder all night.
And baby said,
trying hard as they could try. What could I do? My baby's heart has gone and left my baby blue. Oh, my head, who? What kind of magic spell to use?
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.